the others. They find out that brothers to a nephew and a nephew back to the uncles, they're potter. Rashi says, Reuven leben Shimon, Reuven to his nephew, Shimon's son, dehainu achi yavis. Obanim liyavis, same thing, ben Shimon and Reuven, a nephew back to his uncle. These two are potter. And the kol shchein avos ladadi, and for sure two brothers cannot be avis one to another. But the question is, bonim lebonim minon, how do we know two cousins are potter to say avis one to another? Rashi is a Talmud that says in our Mishnah, ben achi aviv posolei, that ben achi aviv, your father's brother's son is also to you. How do you have that? That's your cousin. How do we know cousins are posel to be avis? And Kain the Gemara says, lichto kro, the posel should just say, lo yamusu avos al ben. Uncle does not die because of his nephew. My bonim, what's the lashon of bonim? The afilu bonim ladodi. That even two cousins together, they're also possible to be Yedis. So, Askechon, we found Bonim Ladodi, that two cousins are possible. Bonim Li'alma Minolim. In other words, that two cousins can't be Yedis, or a cousin is possible to another cousin. That one cousin can't be an aid for the other cousin. The question is now, Bonim Li'alma Minolim. How do we know that two cousins can't be Yedis together for somebody else? Because they're not the same for a stranger. But how do we know the cloud is a two of two cousins staying together? That's the kasha. Shrash li alma, she is shneim kroivim sulim lahoyid alodim and ashuk. How do we know that two kroivim stam are possible to be aedis even for somebody else? So far we're only talking about that one relative can't be an aid for the other relative. But how do we know that two relatives themselves are psulim lahoyidis? So omar rami bachoma svaru, that's a svaru. Because it's kind of like we learned. There's a cloud in makis, ein aedim nasim zenimin achi zaymu shneim. And when two aides said something, so they did not become possible, they did not become zimimim until we mazim both of them. And aidim nasim zimimim achi zaymu shneim. Then two aidim have to come and say upon both of these two aidim that imanu ha'yisim. Now, these sakodadit, you're going to tell me, bonim li'al maksherim, that two brothers are kosher li'almo. If so, nimsa aid zomam nerag v'yedisochus. But if you tell me now two cousins could be an aid for somebody else, let's say two cousins come and say Reuven killed somebody. Now we want to make these two aidim zenim. So we have to be mazim both of them. Let's say we're only mazim one of them, they will not get punished. So it comes out one only gets punished because the other aid said his aidus. The other meaning is, you see, that's called one aid is saying for the other aidus. Like one's cousin aidus is helping for the other cousin. So it has to be that two cousins can't say aides for somebody else. Because if two cousins could say for somebody else, it's going to come out in the pasha of Edom Zimmerman, they're going to be saying one for another. So the Mora says, no, that's not a kasha. Omalei Rav, the time according to your Tam, hold it's none, that's what we learned. Shloi Shachin, in the case of Edi Chazaka, somebody lived in a field for 3 years, and he asked as aides that he was there for 3 years. So he has two pairs of aidim that each year he ate on the field. That's a lot also. You could have three sets of pair of aidim. Each aidim only said that you ate 1 year, and now we have three pairs that you ate 3 years. That's called a good chazaka. What do we learn there? It could even be three brothers. The Yechud Mefarachi Mohim. You have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Now Reuven and somebody else says aidim for the first year. Shimon and that same person says aidim for the second year. And Levi and the same person says aidim on the third year. That's also good aidim. That's called good aidim. So Rei Elu Jimel aidim. Then Eidus Achas Azama. It's called like one big Eidus Azama. That since they're all staying together, there was a Chazaka, so they gave the Chazaka that all three Eidim together, three pairs of Eidim together, are like saying that Reuben belongs in this field. And if later you want to be Muslim then, you have to be Muslim all three of them. Because any one of them by itself did nothing. It's only after 3 years there's the Chazaka. So to make Azama, you have to be Muslim all three of them. Now, Nim Seid Zayma Mishali Mammon B'Eidus Achas. According to your svara that has zama, you're telling me a svara that since you have to be mazmin, all pairs of aidim, so if you only mazmin two of them, it's no good. So it comes out that the other two brothers are helping the third brother get his hazama. Like if not for the first two brothers, the third brother wouldn't get hazama. So you're telling me a svara that's considered like two brothers are saying for the third brother. Gemara says, and here we see clearly, that it is called gredis. So you see your svara is not a good svara. So what do you have to answer? Ella, I tell you, Hazama miyalma kasi. Hazama is no proof. Here, Lamaisa, each aedis here is a brother and a different person. So they're not kroivim. And they're saying that Reuven ate 1 year in the field. Then another two are saying the second year, the third year. So when they said they're rabbis, they were not crazy. I did a locha for Azoma. You can only be mazim all three of them. That's the Zaytik Halacha for the Gemara. Hazoma miyal makosi. Hazoma the pshat is that two other Piravadin are coming to be mazim the first Piravadin. That's not really considered the Edom as saying one for another. Hazoma, that's like Dolom and Achutz. That's outside the Edis themselves. That let's say the court to the Azoma later, there's a new clown. You only have Azoma to your mazim all the Edis. But it's not considered that one Ed is saying for the other Ed. Savada, yes, also, Hazama Miyal Makosi. This wouldn't be a good proof. It could be two cousins, maybe they're kosher to say this to somebody else. When we find out the Zemimim, so what? We find out the Zemimim. But it's not considered like one aid is helping out the other cousin. No. They both said this that Reuven killed somebody. If later we find them to be Zemimim, that's called Zemim and Achutz. So, still we're kasha, how do we know two cousins can't be aiding for somebody else? Maybe the pasuk is only saying they can't be aidis one to another, but maybe for somebody else the kasha. So we're going to say like this: Elo im kain yifso lichtav kro uben alovus. Joshua should have said a son, which means here a nephew for his uncle. Inami heim alovus, them upon their uncles. My ubonim, what's the lashon ubonim plural? That means to teach us an extra word ubonim, afilu bonim li alma. That even two cousins to say aidis for other people, they're also possible. It's not only a cousin's puzzle one for another, but two Edim that are cousins one to another, they cannot say this liyalma. That's the extra word, ubonim, teaching us this. The Gemara says, Askechom, we found now, kroiviyav. We found now, kroiviyav. That's the kroivim by the father, zepsulim. This, the pasuk so far, bonim alovis. It's talking about uncles to a son, to a nephew, but uncles of the same father. How do we know that your uncle from your mother's side is also possibly Aedis? How do we know Kroivayim? So when it says, on the quarter Pasuk says, Ovois Ovis Trezim. It says the word Ovis two times. If you do not need it for the words of Kroivayav, you don't need it for Kroivayav. We have already one Pasuk of Kroivayav. And so to Nulinian, Lekroivayav, Haim, put it for the Kroivayim. So here we have a Pasuk for Kroivayim. Yeah. So far we just know that the psulim to say chayva. It says lo yamusu. Means if Edim, Kroivim, wanted to aid us that your Karov killed, we don't believe them. But l'schus min olon, maybe if Kroivim want to come to say something good for one another, maybe then they are kosher. The Pasuk only says they're not meant to kill one another. But maybe for schus, we would believe them. On the Kroat, the Pasuk says no. Yamusu, yamusu trezim. Next time it says the word yamusu. If so, if we do not need a teacher that Kroivim can't be Edim to say something bad, to say Yishchayiv Misam, to Nuinyim Leschus. The second one is teaching us, even when they want to come and say, we know he did not kill. In the case, let's say two Edims came and said that the cousin killed. And now these two Edim wanted two cousins want to come and say, no, we know our cousin did not kill. How do we know that Sulim? That's from the extra word of Yamusu Yamusu, that they're not Neman even Leschus. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechon B'dinu Nefashis. But this Pasuk of Lo Yamusu Ovei Sabonim is talking about Edim Isa. So maybe only to have the person killed, we can't use Kroivim. But B'dinu Mamnis Minolon, how do we know you can't use Kroivim for money? Maybe for money matters, two cousins are kosher to be Edim. Or Makrono, the Pasuk of this also, Mishpat Echad Yulachem. It means Mishpat HaShav Lachem. There's one Mishpat for B'dinu Mamnis in Nefashis, it's one Halacha. The Edim that are Psulim for B'dinu Nefashis, Absolut for the name of Mammis. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Achai Abba, your father's brother, Lo Yayidli, my father's brother, my uncle, cannot say this for me. Lo Yayidli, who? Not him. That's Pshan the Postik, Ovei Sabonim, O Benoi, he can't say for my son, for Chosnoi. Either way, both ways, my son, his son, and his son-in-law also can't say. Yeah, and my uncle's son, that's my cousin, and my uncle's son-in-law cannot say Edis for me. And the same thing, Afani, the same thing, me, Le'eyed Le'y, I can't say Edis for my uncle, Ani, not me, Obani, not my son, V'chostin, not my son-in-law. So the Gemara of Amai, why is that? Heavenly Shlishi Brishin, and so your son-in-law is like a Shlishi three removed from your uncle. So why is a Shlishi possible to say this for a Rishon? The Anan, we learned, Sheni b'Anan, Sheni b'Sheni t'Anan. We learned that a second to a second can't say Edis.
but mashma shlishi to a rishon could say edus. Why? Sheni berishon tanan. Sheni to a rishon says shlishi berishon le tanan. But a shlishi to a third one, that does not say. That is not to say so far that your son-in-law can't say edus to your uncle. So much as I tell you, my chosna, the Tony Masif, know when the Mishnah says your son-in-law cannot say edus. You know what that means? Chosan benoy. It doesn't only mean your son-in-law. It means even your son's son-in-law. So that's not the third remove. That's the third mishpacha. So you see, even the third can't say on the first one. For the Gemara, the listening, let us say, what is the clearly then? The listening, ben benoy. It should have said clearly then that your son's son. Gemara, Ichnami, Milsa Agavrocha Kemashman. By the way, it teaches us that the Baal Tishtoy, that a husband is like his wife. Therefore, your chosna, your son-in-law, is considered part of your mishpacha. Even though, right, even though it's only your daughter, but your daughter's wife is also considered like you. That's what I want to say. Your daughter, your son-in-law, and not your own son. For the Gemara, so, the Elohor de Tony Rebbe Chia. That's what Rebbe Chia said. Shemoyna of us, there are really eight of us. Rashi says, Shemoyna of us means eight real psulim, and in B'nai V'chasneim, with their sons and with their grand, with their son-in-laws, so it's three times eight, is Shein Esrim V'Aboyim, that comes out to be 24. For the Marakashid, where you have a third generation, it should be four times eight. Hani Tlosin V'Tart in heaven, should be 32 then. If you have even your son's son-in-law, should be another generation then, should be 32. So it was Emily Erlem really Chosmi Mamish. No, when it says your son-in-law, it means your son-in-law, not your son's son-in-law. The Amai Kol Chosin Benoi, why is it called Chosin Benoi? Even the Miyal Makosi Kedar Achadami. That since your own son-in-law is not really your mishpacha, he's only married to your daughter, so it's called like another generation. For the Mori Hachi is so heavily shlishi b'sheni, and so that it's not, there's no right from the Mishnah that a third generation is possibly ages for the first generation. If the Mishnah only means your son-in-law, that's called the shlishi b'sheni. Yeah. V'rav achsha shlishi b'sheni. And Rav says the shlishi b'sheni is kosher. So it's a theory then. El Rav Yama Kerebi Eliezer. Rav goes like Rebbe Eliezer. Titania, Rebbe Eliezer Reimer. Kishen Shachi Abba. Just like my uncle, my father's brother. Lo Yayid Li, they cannot say this to me, to the nephew. Who Ubenoi Vechosnoi, not him, not his son, and not his son-in-law. Kach Ben Achai. The same thing. My cousin, my Ben Achai, Abba, that's my cousin. My father's brother's son. Father's brother's son, your father's brother's son. Is lo yaidli? He can't say this to me. Not who, not him, or b'nai, not his son, v'chos, not a son-in-law. Yeah. For the Mavakati, still heavily shlishi b'sheni, still a shlishi to a sheni then. And writes the Rav, we'll see later on, Rav achsha shlishi b'sheni. And Rav holds that kosher, a third generation to a second one. So Rav says, enichnami, I tell you, Rav, sova like avosei b'chodah, Rav holds like him in one case. Now, my time with the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Lo Yemusu Ovei Sabonim, Ubonim, Le Rabbeis Dor Acher, that Lo Yemusu Ovei Sabonim, that means our nephew can't die because of his uncle, and Bonim is a Rabbeis another Dor, a Dor Acher, also the Pasuk. Reb Lozo, Al Bonim Omrach Mono, Popsulei, the Ovis, that the Pasuk is saying, Reb Lozo, Al Bonim, Omer Rachmana, are the sons the Torah is talking about. Psula the others, Shadi Abonim. Like the Psula the others goes upon the children. So Omer Rav Nachman, Achai Chamoisi Lo Yayidli, the brother of my mother-in-law, Chamoisai. Yeah, Chamoisai, what's that? So Achai Chamoisai, right. The brother of my mother-in-law, Lo Yayidli, he can't say this for me either. Then Achai Chamoisai, but the son of my mother-in-law's brother, Lo Yayidli, he also can't say this for me. And Ben Achoyt Chamoisai, the son of my mother-in-law's sister, also Lo Yayidli. They're all part of my mother-in-law, they're all the same mishpacha. The Tana Tuna, I bring a proof of this also. It says, Na Mishnah, Baal Achoisai, the husband of your sister, or Baal Achoyt Ovis, and the husband of your father's sister's, the husband, that's also your uncle, O Baal Achais Imai, and the husband of Achais Imai, your mother's sister. Hain, them, Ubenayim, the children, the Chosneim, and the son-in-law. That's the proof. That's what this comes out to be. Omer Ravashi, ki avinim be'ula. When I was by Ula, when I was once by visiting by Ula, he asked me a question like this. Achai chomov maho. What's going to be the locha, your brother, your father-in-law's brother? Your father-in-law's brother, is he a korif to you or not? Would he be possibly edus or not? Achai, yachai chomov maho. Then achi chomov maho. The same shalom, same thing. So we ask pasal all three mishpachas or not. What's going to be the son of my father-in-law's brother? And then achos chom of now. What's going to be the son of my father-in-law's sister? Or Maloni sent back to me to Nisu, learn like this. Ochiv, your brother, v'yachi oviv, and your father's brother, v'yachi imoy, and your mother's brother. Hein them, uvinayim, the children of chosneim. But this says chosneim, the son-in-laws, that's what this is. The son-in-laws is the father-in-law. It says backwards also the same soul, that a father-in-law and his Islam is like your mishpacha. A father-in-law is like your father. His brother is also to you, and his brother's children are also to you. That's the halacha of, that it says clearly, your father's brother is also to you, him, his children, and his son-in-law. You see, his son-in-law is mamish considered like the mishpacha itself. The same way backwards, the father-in-law is considered like your father. Rav ikloi lemazvin. Rav went once to buy something, lemazvin gvili. He wanted to buy some parchment. Place, he's making tefillin, something, he wanted to buy parchment. While he was there buying the grill,